Silver Rise, real deal.
We already rolling.
Silver Rise, we already rolling, baby.
My blood to a boil, so I let these rhymes uncoil. K. Jahudi never foils. My current observation, this nation, land of the free under certain stipulations. Spread the false allegations. These implications can last many generations. Break away from the fluoridation.
What's up, James?
Man,
how
you,
man?
What's up, though, yo?
Just chilling, man. Making moves out here, you know. Just fucking living life, man. How you doing, man?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm geeked up about this one. For real, good, bro.
Man. I'm glad to hear that, man. Man, I'm excited, too. So.
It's dope that we here, man. Hey, man, if y'all don't know, I can take my hat off, bro. That's hot as shit. That quick money, bro. Here, like, man. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. When I went out here this morning, it wasn't that hot. Then I came over to the west side. I feel like 20 more degrees just hit my ass, boy.
Yeah, man, it's the humidity out here.
God
man.
Damn.
I got this right here for a B-cam. This is actually your vision, so you could do whatever the fuck you want to do with that. Right. I'm trying something new.
Already rolling, and welcome back to the first ever Silver Rise in 2021, bro. Hey. Dead ass. I appreciate you, my guy.
Man, I feel blessed. That's dope. First one in 2021. Hey. We back. On the road.
Fuck COVID. Fuck it. Fuck it, bro. And I'm not gonna lie up here and say I don't try to my best to do my best.
I do my part,
but damn, bro.
You're fucking up everything.
We've been down bad a whole year. A dope ass artist. I'm not gonna put you in a bubble. Because you even don't put yourself in a bubble for
I try not.
That's
I
good.
Appreciate that you noticed that.
Yeah, bro. Because no, for real, you got your hat and a lot of shit. Like, yes, being sir. An artist is just, it's like a word that's just everyone using nowadays, but you really do live that shit. Videography, you know what I'm saying? Photography and putting your mind in music. What was that the first thing for you to let you know, hey, bro, I could do a lot of shit, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what was it for you?
Man, that's a great question, man. Like, I gotta really think. I feel like music, it was always something I grew up around.
Okay.
My stepdad, he was a musician.
Okay.
He played instruments, and he also had a studio in his basement, recorded music. I remember listening to his music growing up. Okay. And I was really inspired by just the independent artists, and be laying low but making greatness, you know?
Hell yeah.
But from there, I realized as long as you have the resources, you can use them, and mm-hmm. you can do with what you want, and it'll help everyone. It'll help your whole environment. It'll help you. You can expand outwards. It's beautiful, actually, how it works.
Hell yeah.
But it's a long process to get to that point. To have that faith in yourself. Like, I was manager for a couple years, like on a couple different jobs.
Okay.
But I just left corporation jobs just to become a full-time artist, man. Like, that was
respect.
Like 2 months ago.
Respect.
So
man,
I'm appreciative, man. I'm really on the grind right now, so.
That's a big leap of faith.
Oh, yeah.
Big leap of faith.
It's huge. You gotta have huge faith in yourself. I keep put this.
Because I know it looked foggy one time, but if it's,
I can see it off the mirror, so y'all go.
Nah, but I like how you had that mind, bro, because a lot of people just keeping it real, man. In today's world, we don't really have that kind of people like that want to help out or show people
mm-hmm.
that
or
they're
always some hidden meaning or something,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that around here, man. All my people, we just focus, man. We trying to make something of ourselves. Like, people can help. It's not a crabs and bucket barrel mentality. Ooh, you know, we not with that. Message. So we trying to help.
Hey, that's what's so funny, man. People, they're like that shit out there so many times, bro. Growing up in the South, I know exactly how to see that shit. Mm-hmm. Crabbing, bro. They would literally pull the motherfucker down, just and they
see him going forward.
They like, all about to get ate, though.
Right. Wait, just fucking, we can do this together, yo. We can eat them together. Like, yeah. What's up?
Well, man,
it's that simple, man.
This gonna be real cool, man, because your name, it already interests me, and I feel like that right there is what will captivate towards a lot of people just off the rip. Names or the way someone looks, but your name definitely is like,
That's the first time I heard that resonates with me,
man. Yeah, bro. So give me the origin story. I gotta know it, since you have a cool ass name. What's the backstory to how that name became you?
So first let me start with when I started making beats, because before I rapped, I made beats.
Okay.
I was around 12 years old when I started making beats, and I went by the name Mir, and it just means peace, and that's from, I'm biracial, I'm black and white.
Yeah.
My white side of the family is Czechoslovakian.
Okay.
That was for Czechoslovakian, that's what it means, peace. Okay. So that's where I got Mir, and then Cajun Hootie. My real name is KJ. I have a very long name. my Kenneth is my actual name.
Okay.
But I'm a junior. That's where the J comes from.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something with that, keep it real a little bit, have my name still in there. So I did some research, found something that resonated with me. There's an Egyptian god. I was going through a phase back when I was a youngin', looking through some things. And he's the god of scripture, writes a lot, which is definitely it's my favorite process of making music.
Writing?
It's writing, for sure.
Okay.
It's like a puzzle to me, and I love to just solve it. It's the only type of puzzles I do.
Hell yeah.
But he taught the people, he's supposedly from Atlantis, taught the Egyptians, like, math, sacred geometry and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool, but that has, you know, the writing part is what more resonated with me. And I'm gonna definitely do some little artworks with Jehudi, his actual image.
Okay.
Cause he has his own image.
I'm gonna be looking forward to that, bro. Cause you just educated me with a lot of shit right there. I never even knew that.
Yeah, it's a lot behind it. But, you know, I'm glad it captivates people. I wanted something original. That was just the main goal. I didn't want something that, you know, all these, I don't want to push down no one, but
hey,
you know, I only gotta say it.
Hey,
you
know, man, I'm gonna say it for you. I'm gonna say it for you because I know exactly what you're doing, bro. It's right. You being politically correct, but at the same time, fuck that. I'm gonna say it for all the littles out here. You know what I'm saying?
He just said all the littles. You know, I know I was thinking it too. So.
Babies, you know what I mean?
Too many of them.
It's just a lot of them. I feel original, man.
Because y'all get lost in the pool of people like that. Like,
I feel that.
It's hard to stand out already. So make yourself stand out, man.
Perfect
for it, man. Especially more black podcasts. Yeah.
It's not enough. They're doing music too.
Because
it's. Yeah. I don't even gotta say.
What was the
first show that you remember doing yourself?
Putting it together myself?
Yeah.
Okay. Common Roots.
Okay.
It's a little venue off of Paiso, in Paiso. It's really nice people. We definitely did a tribute for my homie that passed. He made music. He was also an inspiration to me.
That's who my
Swank was. Nathaniel Swank was his actual name,
okay.
His rap name.
Okay.
Steez was from Pro Era.
Okay,
that's what you probably saw on my Instagram. Yeah. You check him out, man. If you don't know about Steez, he's a great artist, man.
I was literally going to ask. I have a whole segment towards him because I saw that you had consistently posted every year from his anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
And
I did. I was doing that for a while. I slowed it down, but just for the feed purposes.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely tribute. He's definitely inspiration for me. He showed me that, you know, you can talk about whatever you want. Like, a lot of artists didn't show me that in the beginning. Like, I definitely listened to a lot of what was playing on the radio as well. And then I found him from Pro Era, Joey Badass and all of them.
Okay.
And he was definitely real influential on just how I voice myself and how I carry myself, for sure. But I was always molded by my environment already. I'm actually from Georgia. That's where I was born and raised, partly. I grew up there and here.
So that definitely shaped who I am also.
Bro, we some Southern kids in Cincinnati, dog.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I have it's so crazy. I meet a lot of Southern kids up here, man. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati is like a hub of people that just move here.
It's a big melting pot.
Man. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. And that's what makes the artists here crazy, man.
I always tell people that get in the whip, it's like the first time I don't want people to think I'm kidnapping them. This is the part of the show. It's called the smoke break, basically, since we started smoking on earlier, which I do not mind at all.
You know what I'm saying? My bad, yeah, that's my habit.
Yeah, do that shit, bro. We post up, we look at the city, and we just, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do most of the time.
Definitely
talking.
So yes, sir.
We about to post up, and we about to get this part, bro.
Like, Cincinnati in the back. Break!
This is Cisco eating. She likes to eat. A lot. This had nothing to do with the video, but it did give you time to subscribe. So go ahead and do that while she continued to chow down on her meal.
Right! We already rolling back and cracking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like my cousin would say back, like cook crack in the 80s.
Overstove.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get to some questions because, you know, this is just not just a pod and niggas smoking and shit. We do like to ask questions on the show.
Yes, sir.
What was the golden era of music to you? Like you yourself, you know, me personally, is the West Coast 90s. So what was it for you?
I would... New York has always been holding it down, man.
Okay.
I would say West Coast always been doing its thing, but I feel like New York has always been a melting pot also. So it's just a larger melting pot than Cincinnati, you know? So a lot of people like Jamaicans, Haitians, they all go there. It's a lot of artists I listen to, like, you know, first of all, we start with Biggie when he was Haitian.
Jamaican.
Well, thank you.
I got you.
I just did this song from them. My song openness, I sampled that.
Oh, just heard it.
About the pavement, but when your sound hits the pavement, hope you paved the way to not cave in. Masquerading like some cavemen, won't conform to layman's. I'm out their conversation unless they contemplate and awake. Know the stakes are related, so I thank the creator, but I ain't said no prayer.
Yeah. Damn, what did I say? Black Moon.
Okay.
Moon from, yep, New York. They definitely nasty, man.
Okay.
A lot of them, you know, Lauryn Hill is out there.
Okay.
Everyone, all the artists go there. Like, you know, it's always either you're going to the West Coast or you're going to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we trying to start something here, man. We in the middle. We in the Midwest, apparently.
Yeah. Right, though. Good way of putting it, though, because, bruh, I was so confused. I'm like, I'm looking on the map. At the West Coast, like, wait,
what?
Bro, we're right next to New York,
man. We on Eastern time. How are we Midwest, bro?
Facts, bro. All
right, man. We just smoking on some Skittles, by the way.
Ooh, that's going to have you rambling in a minute.
Wait.
Probably. See what I'm saying? You got to start some drama.
All right.
Let's get to another question, bro.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, hold on. We ain't get back to your wrestler. We got to get back to that, too.
Okay. Go ahead. Man, yeah. So, my favorite wrestler was The Undertaker. Good segue, my dude.
Yes, sir.
The Undertaker was my favorite wrestler because, personally, I related to The Undertaker for how he...
Dope, man.
Yeah, he was dope.
Legendary.
He evolved with the times.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was going back...
Relevant.
Yeah, he stayed relevant. He didn't let one thing stop him or determine who he was. Even though we all had that in the back of our mind, that's the dead man. He could be the dead man in any type of character. And I saw that with you because, like, you went through phases in your life. Like you said, when you was looking up certain type of gods and doing the Egyptian stuff. Bro, that's phases in life that people got to kind of evolve with. Some people get stuck in life and shit to where they won't. They'll be a grumpy old man in 20 years talking about this music is shitty and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Definitely can't obsess over things. Things grow. Like, hip-hop is definitely, if we talk about hip-hop, hip-hop things evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a different realm right now, but we still pay homage. You know, that's the point. You know, it's always out here. The Undertaker, definitely the dopest, man. I fucking love The Undertaker. My favorite wrestler, personally, have to give it to Rey Mysterio.
Great.
619. Respect. He's just out here.
Respect.
The freaking.
Who's that coming up the sky? R-E-Y. Mysterio. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Hey, bro, no.
Ray was definitely ahead of the time.
So exciting,
too. Bro. Yes, yes.
Now he was always wearing a mask.
Yes, yes. on that note, yes. Yes, he was way ahead of the time, bro. He was killing it with the mask, too, man. He had the different flavors crazy. Every time, bro.
Mask game crazy. Flavors.
Every time.
I know you remember the WrestleMania when he came out like Spider-Man.
Dang, yes, man. Yes, man. Man, he got all the tributes, man. I remember.
Came out like the Flash.
He won the World Rumble, man. He won the heavyweight title, bro. Man. Oof.
Hey, Rey Mysterio was up there. Hey,
heavyweight.
Come on. 175 world heavyweight champion and a Mexican, bro. During the time when that shit was not cool.
Right. That is crazy, man.
Eddie had just passed. Rest in peace, Eddie.
We was just talking about that yesterday. Rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero, man. That was my guy. Frog Splash, man.
The original.
OG.
Anytime him and RVD fought, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
Boy, I was up with that shit like this, man.
Boy, everything, though, the turnbuckle was going
AC
crazy.
That AC ain't working. I'm sorry. The AC ain't working, bro.
Bro, you know the turnbuckle was going crazy.
Everybody, Jim Ross. Oh, my God. King just over here catching another sexual assault. Talking about puppies and shit.
Oh, man.
Man, hey, good wrestling times, was... Bro. Man, I love wrestling, man.
Definitely scarred to exciting times.
I ain't know you fuck with wrestling like that,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I do. I fuck with MMA a little more nowadays. I definitely...
Facts. We grew up.
Yeah. It definitely evolves.
Yeah.
But, you know, homage for sure.
Got to,
man. It sculpted us.
Let's just do this just to get this question out the way. Because I ain't even wrote it down. You brought it up. I'm going to shut up. I told you, I could talk about wrestling all goddamn day.
Keep going, man.
Bro,
where we go?
What was your favorite match of all time?
Man. I had to go one of the Hell in the Cells, man. When they made the Hell in the Cells, Undertaker ones, bro. Those ones was crazy, bro. He popped out the ring, bro. He popped from under the ring, bro. I was like, ooh,
bring him down.
What?
And then set him on fire.
That shit was just mind blowing as a kid, bro. I was like, man,
I was tripped out.
How'd they do that?
Man.
That was just, I used to believe it was so real, too. So
facts,
you know.
Bro. Hey. I didn't give a damn when I found out it was fake.
Nope. Kept watching.
I went the year after I found out it was fake. My mom took me 2 years in a row. I didn't give a goddamn, bro.
Nah, it's still so good.
It was so good,
it's still
man.
A sport, you know. They still got to put on the shows.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
They were great. They were athletic actors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's stuntmen. You watch a stuntman.
You watch a stuntman, bro.
We're acting. Come on, that's crazy, bro.
Damn. Hey, crazy. Man, y'all can judge us if y'all want. I don't give a goddamn, bro. Wrestling, like I said, showed before. Bro. I'm with another brethren of the WWF life. We ain't saying no WWE.
We everywhere, bro.
The WWF life, my G.
Yes, sir. Back to the old school.
Come
man.
On,
yes,
bro. Like, as we look at the stadiums. But do you have a memorable Bengal or Reds moment that you could honestly say, yeah, bro, that, you know what I mean? Yourself.
Yes, only myself, I feel like, because for the public, man, y'all be letting us down, bro. But, look, I haven't been as much of a sports fan as I was when I was a kid. I'm really only into MMA now.
Okay.
But the Reds, Ken Griffey Jr., man, when he was around, Ken Griffey was that man, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hitting the homers, I was in the stadium as a kid watching it, man. Just beautiful to watch that, man. Just expertise, so much skill. Gotta give a shout out to Chad Johnson.
Ocho
Cinco, man. That guy.
Ocho.
Got the hands, man. He's doing things in life still. So
hell
that's good
yeah.
to see, man.
Hell
people
yeah.
being successful after being smart with their money, man. That's all. Man, you gotta do that, man.
Fuck with Ocho, bro. He was just out here like last month down the way and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Ocho Cinco for the first time in my life at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Probably like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just got finished doing some lifts, my nigga. Got finished doing some lifts. In front of the Waffle House in Covington. And guess what?
It will be a Waffle House.
Yeah. And guess what he doing? He's smoking hella cigars with his homies.
And I promise you, bro, I just finished doing like 4 hours
That's
of lifts. And I'm like dead tired. Oh, I gotta take a piss. Pulled over at the Waffle House. Chad out there just smoking the cigars with his homies. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Got the piss walk like.
You
got to say
what's
like,
up, bro?
Nigga, that Chad. That's the, oh, yeah, what's up? I'm like, hey, bro, I'll be right back. Like, I gotta take that piss, bro.
Right.
I took that piss, like, bro. Came crazy, back. He's still there smoking the doogies and shit like that. Like, bro, I'm gonna get a video with him. Got the video in there and everything. It's on the original little video that I hooked up with this
that's
shit.
That's crazy, man.
Ocho's a cool motherfucker,
Yeah, bro. I'm sure he is, man. You can just tell, bro. You can...
if you know how to read people, you can tell, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. You got a link?
Oh yeah, I'm over here party filing.
I brought mine and dropped that bitch. Oh, between yeah. these cars.
Oh, yep. And you know how that is.
You know how that shit like going, bro. So. These motherfuckers be tight, squeezed.
Man, you gotta
bro.
Find like some type of tool or something. Coat hanger.
I apologize, bro. This is the wife you called. Let me just go there and know I'm in the interview.
Yes, sir. All good.
Hey, baby girl. Back rolling, man. And my dog is rolling up a nice one. I ain't gonna lie, this shit smells great from here.
Some more Skittles, last of the Skittles.
My goodness, I'm out of sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
like that.
You know, man, I be trying, like I said, bro, to show a different side of the person. Now that I know that you, like I said, multi-talented, multifaceted, and shit like that. The guy behind the camera. Now, what was your most sketchiest moment? Because I've asked this is funny, you're legit the third interview where it's been an actual photographer. Mm-hmm. What was the most sketchiest place that you had for a shot? You know what I mean? What was the place that you was like, goddamn?
So I got two top of my head. One was with Junebug and KO.
Okay.
For one of the Junebug videos I did. We were out in off of Redding Road.
Okay.
Some abandoned buildings, bro. We were like, can we get up there? Like, they was like, bro, if we can get up there, let's do it, man. I was like, let's do it for the shots, right? And it was like, yeah, for the shots. So we got up there, man. It was so sketchy, looking over our shoulders. Like, felt like a horror story in there. I don't know where we was at, man. But another one just like that, I shot recently for my homie Don Odyssey, gonna come out soon,
okay.
Called Growth.
Okay.
We were down skating on another place off of Redding Road. Shooting some film. This guy, we were just shooting outside of his, it happened to be his building. We didn't know it was his building at the time.
Yeah.
He was also a skater. That was the only reason he talked to us. We had our skateboards on us.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, I see you guys filming out here, shooting pictures. I own this building. You guys will help us carry some things out here. You know, things just be synchronized, man.
Yeah.
We helped him carry some things. He let us shoot in the building and stuff. Sketchy building, man. They had to pull down elevator, bro. You had to pull yourself
that's
up.
Lit.
I haven't seen that so long, bro. That's so old school.
Damn,
so
I ain't never seen that.
Definitely gonna be
that.
On the film, yes, okay. Sir. It's a nice little building, man. Shout out to, I think his name was Jason.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to, hey, maybe Jason.
Right, might be Jason.
Might be Jason.
You know you are though.
Hell
you watching?
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. Okay,
yeah, good
dude.
Time, bro. Sketchy, but. You gotta get the shot.
Gotta
man.
Get the shot.
You got it's been mixing for the last like. I feel like we got the tape recorded.
Yeah.
In like December, man. We've been mixing since then. We've been 4 months, bro. Trying to get this right.
Fucking love my job.
It sounds like
basketball, man. I love basketball.
Let's get to it.
For the culture, man. For just the culture alone, man. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Black Panthers and Crane, the NBA, man. It started as a white man's sport.
Thanks.
Shout out to the culture taking okay. it over. We gonna own it now. You're getting smart now.
Yeah.
We gonna own it.
Yeah.
It's dope.
We got to.
It's dope.
It's like 75% niggas mm-hmm. in the motherfucking
playing
association.
It. We run the fucking
own that shit.
Yeah. Man. We do it. We're what the people are watching, you know? That's what they come there for. You know?
I really see ownership for sure. In the future, like in the next 10 years, you know everything changes in 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
people get hip now. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah.
It started as us getting our foot in the door because they didn't even want us playing.
Come on
it.
Now.
So shout out Bill Russell doing what he did.
That's why I'm like, hey, no bullshit. It's, the 07 Celtics for sure, just because. And Bill Russell is the reason why I'm a Celtics fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that motherfucker, man. He's mm-hmm. the real GOAT.
My favorite, just for this single fact alone, he wore a gold chain in the NBA.
Come on, bro.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay,
man.
Then.
That's crazy.
Okay,
who wearing a gold chain in the NBA, bro?
Not at that time.
Nowhere.
Not at that
nowhere.
Time.
Nowhere. Nobody.
Them motherfuckers are wearing so socks up to their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Headband is thick as hell.
Mm-hmm. Kareem was fresh.
balling, putting up 90 points.
Nah, facts, bro. Yes, what was sir. The, so who we at today in today's world? We appreciate the OGs. Mm-hmm. Now for today's time, I ain't been really watching that much NBA. I will watch a little bit later in the season now. Mm-hmm. Just for my.
I usually only watch highlights. Like I said, I'm not too much into the sport.
Type shit.
Definitely appreciate what it stands for, you know?
Yeah.
That's why you gotta respect it.
Who your top three favorite NBA ballers ever?
Ever. Ever. All right, you said his name, Kareem.
Okay, that's one.
Gotta give him for that single fact alone. He goated in my head.
Okay.
You gotta respect. What Michael Jordan did.
Okay. Nah, he did. He did that.
He did that. That was legacy. That's legacy.
Basketball is Jordan. Jordan is basketball.
Yes.
Like God is love, love is God.
Legacy. So you can't talk about basketball and not mention Michael Jordan.
Respect to the game.
Right. I have to give another personal favorite. Kyrie
Irving is called.
For his political stances.
Bro, I was just
alone.
Go ahead, bro. Yo, yeah, we definitely gonna be in the smoke session. I gotta get you on the pod, bro.
I would love to do that.
I get you.
For his political stances alone and his handles, man. Crazy. Uncle Drew? Out here with mixed taking ankles?
Hey man, no lie. Uncle Drew Deadass is a magician. When I saw him do what he did to Indiana. 2-3 years ago, my birthday, dog. It was like when he was still playing Boston or some shit like that. His last year playing. I
think, you can't sleep on his handles, man. He is out here wizard with the handles, man.
I was literally, and he came back. I'm gonna send you that shit, bro. I promise you, we was down bad. We was down like 8 points in like 4 minutes of the game. Celtics came back off of Scary Terry Steele. Dunk. Motherfucking Indiana fans, sick as hell. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, Kyrie was just over there mixing everybody up.
Yeah, man. You just can't. It's hard to guard him. Jay Smooth, I gotta give props to my man. Shout out Jamal Crawford.
Okay.
His handles also, man. He in an all-time scoring right now.
He has to be, bro.
They gotta get him back in. I think he's undrafted currently.
They playing games with him,
bro. Yeah, bro. Because they need to stop playing with him. You know what he worth. That's why they playing games.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stop playing
with respect
with him,
on bro. His name, bro.
That motherfucking dead ass been a best sixth man of all time, in my opinion, for shit. He knows his role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He ain't in no goddamn NBA team. These NBA teams got hella names on there that I don't know their name are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
they trying the youngins. I appreciate them getting the youngins. And since we talking about NBA, they need to put my cousin, Trayvon, in the league.
Your cousin is Trayvon?
He played for UC, Trayvon Scott.
Okay.
He just graduated from there. He was in the G League recently. Jaden, also my cousins are playing for UC right now.
Okay.
The Scots. Look out for the Scots, man. They coming in the league.
Okay. What do you think? So you think like how they've been saying we need to keep, I personally think we need to keep politics and sports just because it's bringing a different light to these motherfuckers that don't want to hear.
What's your opinion? Yeah. I mean, you got people, you're gonna have politics. Like, we lived through this. People gonna voice their opinion regardless, you know?
Facts.
Like, if they don't do it one way, they're gonna do it another. So, you're gonna hear our voice with whatever medium we're doing. You're gonna have to hear it. So, I think this should, it's always gonna be ingrained, you know? It's no way to really separate it.
I'm all in on that. I'm all in on this shit. I'm getting higher and higher by the second to thinking about. What will it take for the racist white man? Because there's not every white person out here.
No.
I don't want to put that out there.
Nah.
But what is it going to take for people to understand?
White.
You know that? Exactly. I just like look at stuff like, we can't spill ignorance if it's never going to get settled. Ignorance is the reason why this shit is even happening.
That's exactly, because they teach their children that. So you have to get them while they're young as well. You have to teach the children, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's a way to be more open-minded, because a lot of these people just don't look at the other side. That's why I said earlier, look at both sides of things, because they have their stance, and it's not justified at all.
Nah.
But you just have to tell them from where you're from, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you, because I've seen it before. But a lot of these people, you can't trust them either. So
oh my God.
Look out for that.
if you're gonna do anything, this is one thing I'll say. This is for business in the mind state, because it just happened to somebody that I know. You're gonna do anything business when it comes to those, go ahead and have stuff in contract for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? I'm
ashing all over myself over here.
If you have if you have stuff in contract, then you'll be so much better with everything. If you don't,
that's why I left my last job, bro. They kept trying to play me. I had manager experience already, and I twice at two different jobs.
Yeah.
And they was trying to play me like I was gonna get to manager role, and then they was talking to these other little kids, I'm young, but I have the experience. It's on paper. You can call the people, you can talk to them, how I work, my work ethic. These corporations don't care about you. These people don't care about you. Get your own. When you got your time off, make sure you're getting another bread. Multiple sources of income, man. You gotta have it, bro.
Thank you. Again. No, seriously, because this ain't gonna be no. I ain't gonna keep telling motherfuckers that.
Yeah, it's so funny. You telling that shit is just legit. It's confirmation.
I've been telling like a lot of other motherfuckers the same thing. They gonna hear it one way or another, bro. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir. Now they gonna find out exactly. You gonna hear it one way, you gonna find out one way.
Come on, bro. What would be some type of advice if you have any
for people that wanna take up the ventures that you already are, I'll say, mastering at your humble age of 23, right?
Yes, sir. Soon 24.
Okay, more or less.
Don't dodge yourself, man. Don't put in the hours, yourself. Man, because I definitely put in my 10,000 hours for everything, man. That's what they say it takes to master a skill.
Yeah.
Everything I'm doing, I'm getting there with mixing and mastering right now, my songs.
Okay.
You gotta put in the hours, man. That's the only way you get the product.
Okay.
And you will appreciate yourself, the work you put in, and it will pay off. Hard work always pays off. That's the advice I got.
In your vision, then I'm gone, been invisible. In the midst where I belong, feel invincible. Gone, glitch you out the song, inexplicable. K and KO kill the beat, life lessons on repeat. Here to the street, no fear where I sleep. Here.
Are we witnessing a stoner moment right now?
We are.
Okay, stoner moment. Stoner moment. Back in the whip with the first ever stoner moment. And I'm Silver right here reporting live in downtown, leaving downtown Cincinnati. But KJ Hedy, and I think he has actually just recovered his stoner moment.
Required.
Like, was it? Oh, well, we just did the definitely another stoner moment. But it's all good. It's all good. Fuck them.
We know we out here.
Fuck them. You feel me?
We roll smart.
Yeah. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? The stoner moment took place about 35 seconds ago, where my man legit lost his top of his grinder, but he found that shit.
Yes.
He found that bitch, and we rolling. This time
we are still rolling.
Change anything if there was to happen in your life so far, what would it be, or what would it have been?
That's a real high question. I just literally just had to come up with it.
You're good, bro. It's a good question. It's definitely a thinker. It's things I would change for my people.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything I would change for myself, because it all has molded me to be the way I am, to have the mindset that I do. And it's a matter of time for most things. I wouldn't change a thing for myself personally. For my people, there's a couple of things I would have to take back. I have some people in the penitentiary. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
About that system. New slaves.
Boy.
Preach.
So that's a good question.
One thing that I noticed about you, bro, and I noticed it in your music, and I was not expecting anything less, and majority of your questions, you're very conscious and what you honestly, it's not no bullshit. You're very conscious of what you say, you're conscious of what you think, because a lot of people, they kind of, like, I'm sorry to say, I'm telling them myself, man. I'm just a I don't even think you're saying it right there, but that's not always good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always good, but what you're mindful for is to know that you know who the fuck you are. I'm just gonna say it, bruh. You don't let the bullshit get you. You're not easy to get bullshitted, bro. You grew up on MTV News, so the shit that was coming out here today, hell nah, bro. And that's why I appreciated it. When I listened to your music, I was expecting, yeah. I was just, you know what I'm saying?
You always expect the truth from me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know when to give it. That's why I had to learn. It's been a process. You have to learn when to give the truth. Because some people can't handle it.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey, fam.
But you go and get it in my music, in my videos, anything, any of my art forms.
Oh, yes. Yes. For everyone to know where they can follow you at, just because we still driving and shit like that, we gonna post that stuff. Sir. Where can they follow you at on all your social media sites?
Appreciate you, man. So, we got at k.jahudi on Instagram, and at kjahudi, no dot, on Twitter, and kjahudi anywhere. Google kjahudi, k.jahudi space anywhere. You can find a link to anything you want for whatever medium you listen to. And shout out to my channel. There's a lot of work being done here. I would love to talk to you more about it another day also. I'm really gonna get an interview.
That's cool. We can get an interview for sure.
Yes, hey. Sir. I respect what you do.
Thank you, bro.
At Swain Section on everything, no space. SWANK SECTATION. Swain Section. Yes, sir. And Jahudi. Sorry. For people that can't spell that, JEHUCI. I know people having trouble spelling that.
So we'll be like, is it Jehovah?
Oh, man, I've heard the funniest things, but we're going to roll with it anyway.
Hey, kids, message, did you notice how easier it is for people to know who you are, easy to find you if you have a unique name?
Yes, it is very easy, as long as you spell it. And it's not X's, capital X, lowercase X. You know, gamer tag stuff.
This is a message to all the future mamas out here too, because I'm letting this shit be. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of these girls naming their babies this fucking bullshit, bruh. And I feel like the younger the mamas get, the more bullshit these names become. So like, my man's legit said his name, bruh. Can you also? Cause I'm fried. I remember what you said, but just for the standpoint of the show, can you remind the people what does your actual name stand for or mean?
Writing.
Come on, man.
Teaching.
Come on, man.
My real name is Kenneth. It stands for my actual abbreviations, KJ. Everyone's called me KJ since I was a kid. I'm a junior. But we always out here with the truth and writing, man. We never with the bullshit. We don't half step. Any of my people, we not half step, bro. We coming.
This ain't no yellow journalism. You feel me?
No, sir. Anything we said, we doing it. I always cooking
shit, bro. Hey, and then what's new, man? What can we be expecting that from you coming up? Swank Section and all that, bro. I appreciate giving you a kudos to that too, bro. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, quarterbacking that, bringing that together. That was real dope.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. That's what I put the shows under as well. Swank Section is going to be that. We got a couple more things. We got shows. We got a show coming. I got hosts.
Okay.
I'm trying to be as hands off as possible. I'm only behind the camera for that.
Okay.
We're gonna have some interviews. You're gonna be one of the first, bro.
Okay. I would love to be on that motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We got you.
Just let me know when.
That's happening 2021. We already started filming. We just getting the back end work for the studio set up.
Okay.
Got the album, my first album, definitely coming. It's about 70% of the way done. We just got done with the mixing, me and my boy Don Odyssey. We're about on the max mastering. We're gonna look for some voice samples and stuff like that. Let's throw it in Cincinnati. Throwing some voice samples and stuff like that. We dig in right now. And I'm dropping my first solo this year. Got to.
Okay. 2021.
Yes, sir. I already got a couple of them stacked. Got some crazy collabs on that too.
Do we have
a
name?
Look out for that.
Do you have a name for it?
I can name drop, yeah. I mean, I got a Jada Mani collab. She's from California. That's the girl I had over here performing. I got a Grimdoza beat. That might be a solo. Might do a video for that. That's an underground artist.
My underground people really know him. He's been doing this thing for a long time. Okay. Shout out Grim. Those are two good ones right now. I got a lot of great local artists I really want y'all to listen to. If they on my tape, listen to them, bro. Listen to their discography, man. They real. They legit. So check them out. Check out this man's stuff. He's killing it out here.
Just try it, bro. Hey, man. I mean, it's so funny.
Oh,
you good?
Go ahead.
I'm saying it's just so funny. Like, I honestly, I say it every time, bro. I just be blessed to be able to get motherfuckers like, yeah, let's do this, man. Like, it be like, literally.
Oh, yeah. I was excited to do this, man.
I was.
Calm my nerves.
Hell yeah.
Meditated, bro. Before I came on the show, bro. Yeah. Do some meditation.
Oh, yeah.
That's just great for you.
That's mandatory, man. It has to happen, man. People have to understand your mental health is voluntary to your life, man. It ain't no bullshit. It ain't a hashtag.
It's not a wave.
It ain't a wave. It's a way of life, man.
For longest culture, for as far back as time goes.
Facts. So what trips me out too about it, it works. Because, bro, I promise you, man, people that know me, man, like back, like, bro, I was like one of the most angriest kids growing up and shit like that.
Anger problem.
You know, Nick, going with the anger management shit,
bro. Come on, Gavin, bro.
Anger management kid.
Yes, sir.
So it's like, you know that life. I ain't even gotta go that deep, but it's for the fact that and this right here. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real with you. That helped out and a whole lot of other stuff.
That's why I smoke so much.
Smoke so much, bro. And then, like you said earlier, you said life experiences too. We ain't gotta go that deep into it, but like I said, like, I already know that shit. All that kind of shit right there definitely makes you want to be way more better than you were at that deep point in your life.
For not only yourself, but for your people, man.
Hell yeah.
So
hell
that's what
yeah,
we out here
bro.
Doing, man.
I appreciate this time,
bro. Sculpting, man.
Appreciate
you and your time, for sure.
This was another episode of Silver Rise. We gonna post that. Some spinal.
They love me smoking like devil ways. I needed this in the biggest way. Right from the pavement, I skipped the lane. Life on the bank and I picked the brain. All of the center bank. Like I could throw in the sedative. Life on the go like I'm Seraphine. I'ma need four with them settled in. All that I needed was range. Out of them prime with the prime of my time. Chief of the week, if it reeked, then I'm fine.
I'ma get a picture of my nigga on video. You know what I'm saying? Turn the head up like an old head.
I'ma edit them for you.
It's fun to see what this is in the future, man, because we definitely just grinding right now. We're in the grind stage.
Man, this is a lit-ass studio. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Do you
charge people for studio time?
Yes, I've been trying to book people.
Hey, man.
I'm a full-time artist right now.
Look at the studio, man. This is actually legit. I'm going to show some promo real quick. I'm going to have that sustainer arm mic, you feel me? That's a real studio mic right here. The room is soundproof, my nigga. Like, it's
soundproof as hell.
Studio is intact. Everything's intact, you feel me? You got everything you need for the studio, man. Hit my man's up. I'm going to put all that in the bio. You feel me? Already, bro.